Well, Graham Arnold announced his squad to take on South Korea yesterday, and joining us on the line to discuss that and the A-League, which kicks off tonight, is Robbie Slater. Good morning, Rob.
Yes, good morning, Laurie and TK. And as usual, I can just hear, you know what I love about Fridays? You know what I love?
Is what's
just
that?
Hear that little bit of a bounce in your voices, you know? It's
yeah, we've got a bounce.
Sort of, mate,
you're just very happy on Fridays. I don't know why.
It's the weekend. We've got 2 days off. Hey, Rob, any surprises in this squad?
No, not really.
No.
Pretty much picked itself. There's nothing that stands out where you can say, well, he missed out, he missed out. So it's pretty much what we've got at the moment. Of course, Noah Bajani with the confirmation, as we know, that he's ace, which is disappointing, but it does give other people chances. Interesting to... Yeah, you know, that his name for train ons, Ryan Grant, of course, the inform Craig Goodwin, Australia's next Timmy Cahill, according to TK, is there as a train on. And I can see him rolling his eyes there. But in all fairness, okay, he's an out and out goal scorer. He's in a rich vein of form, and he's been rewarded with a train. But I wouldn't be surprised if these four play a part in the game against Lebanon, because no disrespect, but Lebanon should be a fairly easy game for us. South Korea is a really good test for Graham Arnold. That is obviously after his first game, that is a big test. South Korea ranked higher than us. Of course, we're the fifth ranked team in Asia after the World Cup. And that's exactly where we find ourselves as we go and try and defend our Asian Cup. We don't have the same team, but it gives Arnold, who has a reputation of getting the best out of players, to really do something special with this group.
And, mate, obviously there seems to be a agreement there's going to be less use of the VAR.
Yes. Look, that's been evident in the last round, because all the controversy was in the first two rounds. I would agree with that. What I wouldn't like to see is that, you know, blatant errors start occurring the other way, where because the VAR only got one decision wrong for me, and it was human error, because it wasn't a VAR. It was Kurt Ams who made a decision to award a penalty in the very first round of the Melbourne Derby. So we're not going to go all the way back to that, but apart from that, all the other decisions have been correct. Sometimes we've said, did they need to go there? And I guess this is what it's about. But, you know, if there's there and there's an error, it has to be used. That's what it's there for.
What about tonight, mate? Melbourne City up against Wellington down there in Amy Park.
Yeah, Melbourne City were awful last week again. Sydney take nothing away from their performance, but really was a limp, insipid performance from Warren Joyce's men. And that they must bounce back. If they don't beat Wellington at home tonight, I think the pressure really builds on Warren Joyce. Melbourne City, the richest club in the land, you know, have to build a title threat this season.
Right, Saturday 5:35. The Wanderers at $2.10 at tab.com.au. They're expected to beat the Brisbane Roar. What do you think?
Yeah, look, it's early in the season, TK, and then if you ask me what I think. Have a look at the bloody tipping list, and I'm bottom of it. So
you'll turn the corner.
I've got to. Yeah, but you said last week at the start of the week actually that I should put my L plates on. So I've gone back to my L plates. I've got my L plates on to do. So it just shows you how even the competition is. I don't like tipping draws, but for you guys, you know, for me it's Wanderers or a draw. I'll give you that. But when I tip in the newspaper, I don't tip draws, but.
That's okay. A draw's a result in soccer, so that's fine, mate. There can be three outcomes: a draw, the win, or a loss. So that's fine. Tipping a draw.
Thanks for pointing that out to me, TK. I really didn't know that.
Well, don't be embarrassed by tipping a draw.
All I said is when I tip in the newspaper, I have a rule. I have a policy of no draws. I just go for one team to win. It's just what I choose to do. Of course, I know there can be a draw. But I like to be positive, and I don't like draws. I like to see winners.
I like that positivity, Rob.
Thank you,
and of course, that game's been.
I think you're my number one supporter now. I think TK's gone over to the Wolf.
Yeah, I think I'm back with you, mate. I think I'm back in the Slater camp. Don't tell the wolf.
Don't put yourself with the banks at this point in time, son. Because I tell you, just keep.
Righto, mate.
They'll turn around, but not yet.
All right, mate. Quickly, Sydney FC, Newcastle.
Sydney FC in hot form. Yeah, difficult game, but they got a great record at Newcastle. So I'll go for a Sydney win there, and I'll go for Perth to beat Adelaide. But for the listeners, that's a big chance of a draw as well. Look, the big one in the EPL over the weekend is, of course, the Manchester Derby, where, would you believe it, if you look at the odds, TK, I think Manchester United, last time I looked, was $7. I cannot remember Manchester United ever being at that kind of money in an EPL game. Now, they might have come in a bit because they're winning the Champions League. Man City ran right in the Champions League.
Mate, they've drifted, Rob. They're $7.50.
Well, there you go. That's incredible. I mean, I've never seen that. I know Man City are on fire, but this is a Manchester derby. You're talking about Manchester United in the EPL being $7.50. I find that extraordinary.
I'd back them.
No, it's not stupid.
I'd take the $7.50.
If anyone can frustrate Manchester City, it's the defensive tactics of Jose Mourinho. He just might pull, what does he call himself? The special one. He might just pull out a special performance, but just making people note that that is an incredible price for Manchester United.
You are our special one. There's no doubt about that, Robbie. You are one of a kind. You have a good weekend, buddy.
Cheers, buddy.
See you, mate.